This dating world that we're living in, I cannot. I'm so lonely.
Nothing actually prepares you for how lonely being an adult can be.
I'm super lonely. I don't have anyone. I just want to crawl in the black hole and not come back out.
My God, it's so draining. Dating is draining. I just can't keep doing it.
It is so hard sometimes watching so many of your friends fall in love and find their person and get pregnant, especially as I'm moving into my 30s. I feel like I'm watching everybody else live out their dream and wondering when my dream is gonna happen for me.
Literally can't do this anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. But then I'm like, how am I gonna get a husband? I literally don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. I'm crashing out.
The next time a guy says, "You can't take a joke," just tell him, "But I'm with you, and that's the biggest joke of all."
Yes, ma'am, but what you don't realize is that he's still smashing you, so he's having the last laugh.
After my first week of dating apps, I'm ready to give up. Oh, God, it's terrible out there.
Girl, if you think dating an older man is gonna solve all your immature dating problems, you are so wrong. I was dating a 52-year-old, right? Like, literally decades older than me. This fool acted like he was 25.
You don't need a therapist. You need to stop acting like life is a medical condition. Bad days aren't trauma, and feeling lost isn't a disorder.
True.
And not getting your way, that's not oppression, that's Tuesday.
Dating apps feel like I am shopping at Ross, and I am in the racks going... Like just passing through the clothes. That's what it feels like.
Quick question for any single women who are attempting to date men in Berlin via the apps. Are we okay? Because I feel like it's just getting worse for us. You know what I mean?
Dating apps create a terrible dynamic for men, where a small number of men get all of the invitations. And that means they can become jerks. They can be rude, they can date multiple women, and then the women feel men are jerks. But you've got most of the men.
But how can we solve this problem? Because dating apps won't just go away. If you ask the companies, they won't just delete the dating apps. So how can we fix this? Will women stop going after the jerks like me? No. So how can we solve this? The only way I know how to help in this case, is by showing men videos like this, showing men the red flags that women have, so they can avoid women that are just wasting their time.
Men are getting no bites, they're getting no dates, and they feel women are jerks. All they want is, you know, X, Y, and Z. So I think the dating apps are one of the reasons driving the sexes apart.
The reason you're so attracted to someone who's emotionally unavailable is because you yourself are actually emotionally unavailable.
Yeah. Oh, and my God, I didn't want that answer.
You chose the person you chose for a reason.
I'm so tired of going out with the really hot guy because he's hot and tall. What I found is typically, and there's so many people that talk about this, but the guys that are like at the top of the food chain have never been held accountable because they don't need to.
I don't know.
Yeah, because they have so many options. Why would they want a relationship with this woman or this woman when they can have another 100 women? Why?
I don't know if this is just me, but like, I rarely ever see attractive men out anywhere. Not that I even go out that much at night, but when I do, I never see any.
This just further proves my point. They're only attracted by the top percentages of guys. The rest of them, they're invisible. But it's our fault. It's always our fault. Because we're shitty. No, ma'am. The guys you go after are shitty.
Even just like day to day, like out and about, like I never see anyone attractive.
Okay, so I haven't dated anybody in 3 years. I finally decided I'm putting myself out there, start meeting people. These men are weak. These men are soft, okay? They don't text you. They don't call you. They like your Instagram post. It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. What planet is everybody on? Why are girls allowing men to act like this to them?
Because they're all going after the same type of men, and those guys have a lot of options. They don't want to text you. They don't want to do anything. Why? Because they have another 100 like you lined up. That's why. Women just don't get it. They think it's the man's fault. No, ma'am. Stop choosing the asshole. Stop choosing the Chads. And your dating life will improve.
Absolutely not. No, go waste your time with a 20-year-old. Like, they'll probably be happy to get your attention.
A man will like other girls' pictures and then tell you that you are jealous and insecure in order to gaslight you into thinking that his behavior is not disrespectful. He's...
Yeah, ma'am, but it's the same thing with women. When they dress a certain way, if you say anything to them, oh, you're insecure. If they want to go out with their girlfriends, if they want to go out on vacation, and you say no, they will tell you you're insecure. It's the same thing.
Using the words jealousy and insecure because they have an immature connotation. Feeling jealousy and feeling disrespect and disgust are two completely separate things. She is not jealous of another woman. She is disgusted and disrespected at the fact that you're liking and commenting on other girls' pictures.
Okay, we feel disgusted and disrespected that she's going out dressed like this. That she's going out at all without her man, without her boyfriend. But if we say this, we're insecure. It's another double standard, ma'am. Plus, guys, what they don't understand is that they're the women that other guys follow. They're the women posting the bikini pictures that the guys like. But if you follow other women exactly like her, you're the insecure one. You're the disgusting one.
Firmly believe that you know if someone is your person, like, immediately. Within the first couple dates, like, you have this overwhelming sense of connection to them and, like, that you want to spend every waking moment with them. I have been in love with one person in my life. The second I met that person, I knew that I was going to fall in love with them. People who say...
And that's why you make bad decisions, ma'am. Because instead of trying to get to really know that guy, you fall in love too quickly. You said you were in love only one time in your life. What happened with all the others? Because I'm sure you didn't date just one guy. What happened with them?
They, just wait it out. Like, it'll grow. Like, you'll grow attracted to them. Like, I don't believe in that. I think you can love someone.
That's why you have low IQ, ma'am. I can see that. We're going to skip this video, guys, because it's very stupid.
Last time I went out with my friends, a younger gentleman, started chatting me up at the bar. He was very nice, and we got on the topic of age, and I informed him that I was 35, to which he did not believe me, and he's like, no way, like, you're not 35, and I was like, no, I am, like, I'm 35, I was born in 1989, and he was like, whoa, you were born in 1989, like, you're from, like, the late 1900s.
I am convinced that we do not need reality TV anymore when you have already dating the same guy, Paige, in your hometown. Unpopular opinion here. But the age of social media and women nowadays are so quick to call a dude a narcissist, but they're forgetting, like, hey, same shit. Women are by far, in my opinion, that I'm watching on these pages, more narcissistic than some dudes are. Like, if you're looking for your person, it's an equal partnership here.
Of course, ma'am. Of course, women are more narcissistic. Who takes more pictures? Who puts more pictures on Instagram? Who wants more attention and validation than women? Because it's not us guys. So, of course, they're more narcissistic. But if we say that to a woman, we're called misogynists.
But now, this page that was supposed to make women safe has turned into just bashing men whenever they get the freaking chance. And it's supposed to be a secret thing. Well, it's 100% not. And I get the age of, like, women will repress for a long time, whatever the hell.
Why do we care? Why do we care about something that happened 50 years ago, 100 years ago, even 20 years ago? It's not my fault. Why do I have to pay for somebody else's sins? It's exactly like single mothers when they want you to take care of somebody else's kid. Why do I have to pay for somebody else's mistake? I don't get it. It's so stupid.
But women have this idea in their head. This Prince Charming is coming around. And when a man does not fit that exact mold, then they're the asshole. Instead of getting to know the man for who they are and what they are, they're pissed. They don't fit their mold they already had in their brain. The era of taking accountability.
And the older they get, the more demands they have. the higher the standards. It's so delusional.
This is one of the hard conversations that him and I had to have, is what are your thoughts on a prenup? And we actually differ. I'm for a prenup and he's not. I think marriage as a law-abiding, you are signing a contract. I think you have every right in the contract to make divorce as hard as possible. So like in my prenup, I want to say, if you choose to cheat on me and leave me for another woman, so, you're leaving me with everything. The only way I'm going to sign a divorce.
No. So, like, so, when we had this argument, this disagreement, and she said she wanted a prenup, generally what people assume from a prenup, and I know this is like...
To protect the man.
When she explained what she meant by a prenup, I'm actually more on board with it. Because essentially her version of the prenup is to make the divorce as hard as possible. Like, if I initiate it, I would give up everything of that I own. It all become hers. Or if she initiated the divorce, she would lose everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm totally for that. I actually love that idea.
The thing with a prenup, too, is that if you get legally married, it's a contractual obligation. It's just whether or not the state makes it or whether or not you make it. And the state changes the laws all the time, which is another thing, especially with how this the laws have been changing in women's favor.
I know I sound desperate, but the thing is, I just went on a first date 2 days ago. The communication was good. Like, everything seemed so fine with this guy. Texting went smooth, back and forth, answering quite fast. And like, he was, you know, decent looking. He was kind of cute. And I made up this scenario in my head. Oh my God, he's perfect. He's speaking about masculine, feminine energy. He knows his shit. Oh my God.
Okay, ma'am. So he's a player because he knows what he's talking about. How do we not understand that this is a red flag, not a green flag? Because how can you have game? How can you know exactly what to say to a woman? It's because you've dated so many women. It's because you've talked to so many women. Because he's a player. So what makes you think that he will settle for you? Because he probably has a lot of options.
Turns out he was a fucking weirdo. Like, something was off. Completely off. Like, you could see it in the body language. Like, something was off. But as the people pleaser I am, I sat there for 3.5 hours pretending to be nice, even though I figured out the first 5 seconds that, no, thank you.
No, that's a lie. That's such a lie. Guys, if they don't like you, they won't stay for 3.5 hours. They won't. They will make up an excuse after half an hour or an hour. People that don't like you won't stay with you at the same table for 3.5 hours. She's a liar. She's a liar.
So yeah, I guess I am desperate.
I don't know how much longer I can stand being single. And it's not because I'm just super lonely. No, I'm pretty peaceful on my own. It's not because I'm like terrified of my eggs drying up. And I mean, I do want kids. That is a part of it. And it's not because I see all these other couples and I'm like, oh, I want that. It's not because I need someone else to help me pay the bills. I do. I really do. But that none of the typical things that you would think of are the main reason that I don't know how much longer I can be single. The main reason? I'm tired. I can't go out anymore. I want to stay at home with a good book.
Okay, ma'am, then be single. Nobody's forcing you to be in a relationship. Why are you complaining on the internet, ma'am?
I want to stay at home and have a nice little movie night. I want to cook dinner. Stay in. I don't want to go out, but to meet people, I have to go out. Like, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to have a nice little night in every single night. I want to be in bed by 9 p.m.
Guys, did this happen to you? I know when I started dating that I had a lot of patience. And now that I'm older, I don't have patience for their crap anymore. I see the red flags. I see the bullshits from the start, and I don't have the patience for it. This is another thing that women don't understand. The older they get, they have higher standards and they have less patience because they've dealt with so many guys before. So even if maybe you're an okay guy, she probably won't give you a chance. Because if you're not perfect as she imagined you to be, she doesn't have the patience for it.
kill me. My social battery has gone way down since hitting 30. I can't keep having these same conversations. It's painful. And I'm tired.
The last man I met who was in their late 30s, early 40s, it ended with him being like, oh, I don't want anything serious. And I'm thinking like, you know what is serious? Your hairline under the hat that you won't take off your head. So you don't got a lot of time left. Like, what are we doing being at the ripe age?
Okay, so they can talk about a man balding, and they have no problem. But if we talk about their youth or their fertility, we are misogynists. See the double standards? This video is full of double standards, guys.
Age of 40 and saying that you don't want anything serious. You're going to die being on serious with women. Someone please explain it to me. I don't understand.
I have already did, ma'am, so many times. He probably has a lot of options, ma'am. See, when he was in his 20s, girls his age wouldn't give him the time of day because they wanted to date older guys. Guys that had more money, guys that were smarter, guys that knew how to dress better, whatever. Now, he's older, he's smarter, probably he dresses better, he has more money, so he has more options, because younger women now want to date him. So why would he settle for you when he has other options? You had your fun when you were in your 20s and didn't want to settle. Now he has his fun when he has all the options and he doesn't want to settle.
Also talked about how he one day wanted to get married. He just wasn't ready for that lifestyle. What are you ready for? Retirement? Writing your will? What?
I feel like when it comes to dating, I've been very chill and calm when it comes to my old like set of standards that I held for myself. I'm like, okay, I need like, what the fuck? I need like really high standards. Like I have high standards.
Ma'am, how can you have high standards when you order food? So it's clear that you can cook. And you eat on camera. Do you know how disrespectful it is to talk on camera while you're eating? But yet you have high standards for men.
And I do. But I feel like with dating, like I've kind of like realized to calm down a little bit in certain areas where I've been so high and mighty and tight with like certain things that you need to have. And I like been relaxed on that. And I'm still just like not seeing or like feeling how I feel like I'm supposed to be feeling. And it's just like kind of upsetting because I'm like, okay, not that I'm lowering my standards. I just feel like I'm like opening up a little bit more and like growing up, realizing that maybe certain things that I used to think were like negatives are actually positives. And
so she's hit the wall, guys. And now she's tired of dating Chad and she's looking for a simp.
I don't know how to navigate it. I'm in this weird limbo of like trying to grow, trying to learn. And you don't even make excuses for someone in your head. And then you kind of calm yourself down. And then you're like, do I need to be making those excuses? I'm just feeling defeated because it's really hard to like start over time and time again. And again, you know, and open yourself emotionally up to dating.
If you're a girl and you're feeling sorry for yourself about not having a boyfriend, or you're feeling single and you're like, oh, I just want a boyfriend. I have never, ever, ever been told by an adult, especially a female, even adult males. Like when I say adult, I mean like mom, dad age, like family, friends, uncles, aunties, that kind of vibe. I've never had one of them say you need a boyfriend. I only ever get told, no, stay away from boys, stay away from boys. To this day, I still get told they're no good, don't, you're always better off without them.
Yes, ma'am, because most likely you grew up in a broken home. Most likely your mother also dated Chads that just smashed and then ghosted her. She's probably a single mother, ma'am. So, of course, that's what you keep hearing.
Stay single as long as you can. I've never once had someone say, yeah, that's a really good idea, Mia. Whenever I say, oh, you know, maybe I do want a boyfriend. It's always, no, no, you know, don't do that. You're always better when you don't have one.
That's why I keep telling you guys that women just want to keep other women single. They're in competition with each other. They don't want the best for you, ma'am.
Keep having first dates that are not bad, but not great. We need to have a little chat. Don't mind me, I'm just making lunch. I was intentionally single for, I would say, probably 5 years after getting out of an abusive and toxic relationship. And once I moved to New York City, I decided that I really wanted to start intentionally dating because I do want a long-term partnership and kind of have to get yourself out there if that's something that you want. So I've been intentionally dating for the last 8 months while living in New York City, and I'm not a dating expert, but I do have some good tips. Literally all about your mindset and perspective. Let me explain. I know everybody has different intentions for dating. For myself personally, I'm looking for one person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. One person. And let's take me for example again. I live in New York City, where there are 8 million people in New York City alone. That's a lot of people. That's one person I'm looking for.
Yes, ma'am, but that person that you're looking for, is he looking for you, ma'am?
Out of 8 million. And I do think it's possible to find your person or find someone that you want to choose to spend the rest of your life with. But think about it in terms of a game. And I think it will make a little bit more sense, and it will help you feel a little less like bogged down when you go on a date that's not great. The odds of finding...
What do I keep telling you guys? Women don't know what they're talking about. If you want to find a husband, ma'am, you have to be a wife. You have to act like a wife. You have to have certain priorities. You have to have a plan. But you don't. You're just winging it. We're going to skip this video because it's very stupid.
For some reason, my For You page has been filled with women in their early 30s who are really just tired of dating and talking about how they don't know if they're ever going to find their person, and they're just feeling unloved and unlovable. It's like Charlotte York, you know, I've been dating since I'm 16. Where is he? And I just wanted to say, as...
That's so stupid. So if you keep chasing the same kind of guy since you were 16 and you're 30 something and you're still single, Don't you get it at some point? Don't you understand that it's your fault? Maybe you should change the kind of guy that you're looking for. Maybe, no. It never crosses their mind, guys.
Someone who is 36, who's totally off the timeline trajectory that I thought I was going to be on. You know, last year I thought I was going to be a mom, and instead I'm going through a divorce. And it really took me going through this to become more comfortable than ever in the place that I'm at in my life.
Of course, ma'am. They will never admit that they did something wrong, guys.
Oh, your profile picture must have been from a few years ago. Yeah, I face-tune everything. I'd rather sleep than be out in public. I'm drinking to make it more manageable. Kind of wish we could skip this part and go straight to the couch watching Netflix. That reminds me of my ex. Red flag. Although weirdly I find it attractive. We haven't even scraped the surface. I'm going to fake a phone call and ghost you. I'm probably going to finish your drink.